Estevan. The past year brought ups and downs for Estevan, with major projects progressing and topics that affect everyone continuing to be discussed. The community has seen a return of major events, the start of new activities and big sports competitions. The Estevan Mercury's Year in Review will walk you through all major Southeast happening of 2023. January. The year started with lots of winter sports in Estevan and frigid frosty days, causing power outages. At the start of the year, a longtime Estevan volunteer, Char Seaman, who co-chaired the Community Hamper Association and Angel Tree for 30 years, announced she was stepping down. The first baby for 2023, Oakland Lindale Nettawayson, was born at St. Joseph's Hospital on January 5. Thousands of guests went through over 50 displays at Woodlawn Regional Park during its annual Festival of Lights, which continued from mid-December 2022 through January 7. The Christmas season proved to be a success for the Estevan Salvation Army, as they exceeded their goal, raising over $133,000. Many Ukrainian families who were forced to flee the Russian invasion and chose Estevan as their new home celebrated their first holidays in Canada and were grateful for the generosity and support of the community. The first meeting of the year for Estevan City Council on January 10 began with Mayor Roy Ludwig giving the mayor's address. He reflected on accomplishments for both the city and the community during the previous 12 months, and also offered a look at the year to come. The Estevan Public Youth Center announced the hiring of Adam Elliott as its new executive director. His first day on the job was January 9. The importance of safety in the workplace was emphasized during the annual safety stand down on January 10 at the Southeast College's Estevan campus. Nearly 200 people attended the event, which was organized by Independent Well Servicing, IWS, and Crescent Point Energy Corp. The College of Physicians and Surgeons in Saskatchewan suspended the license of Estevan physician Dr. Mehdi Hori. The suspension took effect on January 11. Several members from Estevan Bowl were at the Youth Bowl Canada 10-pin bowling provincials in Saskatoon. Danick Belanger won the gold medal in the senior boys competition, Cadence Crowshar of Estevan won a bronze medal in Bantam Girls, and Louis Lay won bronze in Bantam Boys. Ella Gudmundson's years with the Estevan Junior Kohler Rollers program and her skills earned her a spot on Team Canada to compete at the Junior Roller Derby World Cup in Valence, France, from July 28 to 30. Canada went on to win a bronze medal at the event. 45 table tennis players from throughout southern Saskatchewan were in Estevan on January 14 for a tournament at the Estevan Comprehensive School. Barrett Fleck from Beanfey was been recognized as the most improved official by Hockey Saskatchewan in the Southeast on January 14. A Middale woman had three moose, a mother and two babies visiting her backyard on January 17. Conservation officers were called to transfer the animals out of the community. While the younger animals made it fine, the cow didn't recover from sedation. A 92-year-old man died in a collision between a pickup truck and a semi-trailer near Carnduff on January 17. Scottish culture and the life and art of Scotland's greatest poet were celebrated during the annual Robert Burns Night at the Royal Canadian Legion's Estevan branch late January. The Southeast College announced receiving a grant to establish the new Centre of Sustainable Innovation. St. Joseph's Hospital and its foundation unveiled a new tribute to longtime supporters. The Carson Family Atrium is now in the main entrance of the facility, recognizing the years of support from Ron Carson and his family. The City of Estevan's 2023 budget was approved by City Council on January 23. The Viterra Scotties Tournament of Hearts had lots of curling in a 5-day span. Opening ceremonies were held on January 25. The Robin Silvernagel Rink out of North Battleford won the provincial title. A local rink skipped by Cindy Ritchie competed. Two more Saskatchewan daily newspapers, the Regina Leader Post and the Saskatoon Star Phoenix, announced they were to be printed at Estevan Web Printing. Jordan Hochstein, the man at the center of a brief armed standoff in Estevan in August 2022, pleaded guilty to numerous charges, while others were stayed. He received a 22-month conditional sentence order and a 5-year firearms prohibition. A longtime supporter and volunteer in the local sports community, Mel Murray, received a Life Member Award from Western Canada Baseball. The government of Saskatchewan announced allocation of another $1 million towards a new nursing home in Estevan. The Estevan Art Gallery and Museum hosted an art night on January 27. The provincial and federal governments committed funding towards a number of projects in Saskatchewan, including one in Estevan, the rehabilitation of the Estevan Leisure Centre's rooftop for increased sustainability, and the replacement of the heating, ventilation and air conditioning systems with a total cost of over $1.3 million.